An index fund, every country has index funds. Every investment company has index funds. In America, we have some great ones that have been there that either have the top 100 companies or the top 50 companies or the top 500 companies in America, which are the largest capitalizations. They have the S&P 500, for instance, the 500 largest companies in America. You've got something here, the same thing, the top 100 or 500 companies that have stood the test of time, that have large capitalization, that if you put your money into it, you have a high probability of returning a certain amount over a period of time. And 1 year it may be negative, the next year it may be positive, it may be double digit, it may be 15%, 2%, 20%, but overall, you got a predictable returns according to classes. Historically, money markets make 4 to 6%. Bonds make 6 to 8%. These make 8 to 10%. Each class is an average of 2% increase in return. So I just go right up the thing, go up 2% more on every class. That's what it earns. So if you put an index fund across that board, across diversified across there, the top companies in that arena, the top blue chips, the top large caps, the greatest mid caps, if you just increase the right through classes and can put it in there in an index fund with the lowest turnover rate in those funds, you'll have high dividends, franked or partially franked dividends. You'll have your 15% long-term capital gains, and you'll have very little taxes along the journey, and it just keeps accumulating. You can even buy real estate that way. There's real estate trust that you can buy at all these different classes. You can buy investments, which are growth. You can buy income, and you can buy very conservative. So you can buy an index in all your real estate and diversify your risks across the real estate without having to put all your eggs in one basket and hope and speculate. So the same thing can go into real estate as all these other stocks. It's either companies or real estate. I mean, you're still following along here. Then you got mutual funds. And mutual funds are actively traded, higher turnover rate. That means some of them are going to actually have short-term capital gains at 47% or 42% or 30% or what have you got, 17% I think it is. Is that right, 17? 17%, I think. If you make $6,000 or less, it's 17%. Most of you are not in that category, but at least 30 to 42%. If you're in a 32 to 42% or 45%, if you've got a mutual fund and they're turning them over, that means you have a higher capital gains, short-term capital gains you're going to be paying. That means that they've got to do a hell of a lot of beating the market, and you got to pay them more to do it. So I don't put more than half of it in that, half of it in the index. And diversify it between those two, whether it be real estate or whether it be stocks. Because what I want to do is I want to be able to focus on what I do best, which is serving clients, serving my business, making my primary income source, so my secondary income source is out of my hair. I don't have to emotionalize about it. I don't have to think about it. It's earning me money. And all I have to do is I can go to a brokerage company and I can tell them, I want you to take this amount a month and fill it up to there. Put it in this money market, half into mutual, half into index, and leave it alone. Then when I get that filled, let me know. I'll know because I just look at my statement. My statement reaches a point where I've got 60 to 90 days there. I tell them, I send them a little fax or an email and saying, now I want it to go into bonds. Diversify it between the bond portfolio. It's going to be an index. It's going to be a mutual fund in bonds. And I fill those up. I don't think, I just go focus on my business. That's done. I don't emotionalize about it. I get my statements. I watch my statements grow. They're going to grow this way. They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to grow. Every month or two, I get these statements. I'm going to go, I'm growing. My wealth's growing. I rerun my projections. I get inspired by my projections. I see where I'm going to go. I know now when I'm going to be financially independent based on that lifestyle. I'm going to talk about tomorrow and how to raise your lifestyle. And I do it again. And I build that one. And then I go into blue chips. And I get my Telstras, and all those are in an index fund and in a mutual fund. And the mutual fund has a little bit more diversity than maybe that index fund. And they're buying and they're selling, and they're trying to beat markets, and they're doing it. They're actively managed or passively managed. In the meantime, all I'm doing is I have an automatic withdrawal coming out. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not emotionalizing about it. I've just followed a strategy. No emotions. Strategies. I get my statements on a monthly basis. I look at how my investments are growing. I don't get sidetracked trying to beat the market, trying to time the market, and trying to outdo what they are specialists to do until my money is so vast that it's wiser off my interest to be doing the investing than to have it me working anymore. Don't be sitting there trying to beat the market, speculate in the market, trying to time the market when you haven't earned the right nor the skill to do it. Stick to your primary income, be appreciative of your career, expand that career, think of new ways you can serve people, earn more income, force your savings more, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow, how to accelerate that savings, and just keep focusing on what you do best until your money is making you so much money, it's time to manage your money.